This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. Sharon in Montana is with us. Patrick in Minnesota, our engineer, is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. I'm in Missouri. And Gwyneth, you had a couple topics that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. we haven't even begun to talk about the topics of the day.
Yeah.
Which were Bitcoin volatility and market volatility in general and how to deal with it. We have seen this week with Bitcoin such huge, huge price swings in the orders of like $2,000 and $3,000 a day and even more backwards and forwards. You know, if people don't know how to deal with this sort of thing, they're likely to get financially slaughtered in such a market. You've got to be aware of this sort of market volatility, and the key to handling this sort of price volatility is to realize that you're buying something long term. The price of this particular asset is probably going to increase. So if you've bought in, I saw Bitcoin earlier on this week for a brief time go all the way to over $19,000. Now, if I had bought Bitcoin then, and a few days later it had gone to $13,500 or whatever it was at, then I would have gone, oh dear, oh well, I'm going to hold this and it'll be okay. I wouldn't be in a panic to sell. Okay? That's what you do in a rising market where you've bought in at the top. You don't panic. You just hold. If you have paid for an asset and you've bought at the top and you are in a genuine bear market, then, you know, you can either try and offload it before it's too late or just hold it and cut your losses. And, you know, but in a rising market, that's not the best strategy to do. You've just got to sort of deal with that, you know, vertigo feeling in the gut. Just hold and realize that you are going to make the gains back before very long. And you know, otherwise, if you buy on every high and sell on every low, you're going to get financially slaughtered in a market like this. And just to realize that there are going to be very, very, very wild swings of price before this whole thing settles.
Let's talk about how wild we're talking about. I remember being on the air with Rich Sheeben, and I was during the break, I was looking at some of the numbers, some of the price, some of the Bitcoin prices, and I would write it down, and then I'd look again a couple seconds later, and I'd scratch out the first number, scratch out the second number. It kept going up and up until it hit 19,120. And I was talking to Rich Sheban the day before, the evening before, and I believe it was around in the 14,000 neighborhood. I mean, it's a huge, huge swing from 14 to 19,000. And I'm looking at Litecoin, L-I-T-E-C-O-I-N. Now, on December 8th, it was around $98. $98. And, you know, it's a lot more palatable to spend $98 for a concept than it is to spend $14,000 for a concept, like Bitcoin. Well, I couldn't believe it. Now, that was December 8th. We're talking about 3 days later, okay? $185. It went from $95,
$98. Almost double.
In 3 days. In 3 days. And right this second, it's $182.09. These are massive, massive gains. And I think that what's happening is people are saying, shoot, I could have bought it at 95 or 98. Could have bought it at 100, 110, 120, 130, all the way up to 150. Like, wow, at 150, that's crazy. Well, that was yesterday. Now it's 185.
That's about the time to say, I'm not going to buy into it right now. I'm going to wait for it to swing down again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I said.
See rising prices, it's a psychological thing, and I've been trading on various markets. Oh gosh, since my boys were, quite little, I started, doing real estate. Buying real estate and then selling real estate. When my first property that my husband and I bought, my oldest son wasn't even born. Mm-hmm. And, you've got to realize that it's a psychological trigger to see a rising price and to want to buy before it goes any higher. And it actually takes a great deal of self-discipline and control to spot that this is an upswing in the market. This is not the time to buy. You should wait until it swings low, back to near its low. And to realize that the low is not going to go as low as the previous low was, that the new low is going to be a bit higher than the old low was, because that's the stepwise value of a rising market. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you can learn to manage that to that degree, you can actually make quite a good income being a day trader. I can't do that. I'm just probably too Sagittarian. Mm-hmm. To do that, so I find that if I buy in a rising market to watch long term it growing, and then to realize the top, and to do my own market analysis, and I, at one time I did learn how to read charts. I went out and actually bought a chart reading course, and I studied it, and I actually learned that and how to read the candles and all of that. But to spot a rising market and to be able to spot the genuine top, and to know that it's coming and to sell before other people realize that it's getting pretty close to the genuine top of the market. And to be able to offload whatever it is, whether it's Bitcoin or whether it's real estate or whether it's stocks and shares or whatever, currency, whatever you happen to be trading, before the top of the market. Probably the best way.
Did you learn the term random walk, random W-A-L-K, two words when you were studying this?
No, I learnt the three bears method, meaning that there's usually three peaks up and there's usually three peaks down.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you that in a second. I learned a couple things in finance and economics courses. And One thing I remember from the 70s when I started studying this was that you can be a bull or you can be a bear, just don't be a pig. And that was one of the things that I learned. Another thing I learned... Another thing I learned was random walk. Now, you can look at the charts, and you can say, well, you know, this is uptrend, uptrend, uptrend. I think it's going to keep going up. And you can draw lines through these charts, and you can figure out, you know, the direction. And that's kind of simple. And I learned that. But I also learned something called random walk. Everything's doing fine until something that was unexpected happens. Like the president gets shot, and I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying. So, you know, when JFK was shot, there was a dramatic reaction. President of another country gets shot. Right.
But there's usually
right.
precursors that will warn you of such events that they're coming mm-hmm. down the pipe. And if you learn to listen to those precursors, you mm-hmm. can be ahead of the market.
And what I'm saying is that there are things that happen that not everybody realizes is a possibility. It happens, and the market takes a dramatic turn in some direction. And these are generally not expected events. Okay? An asteroid has an impact. Massive brownout. Massive blackout, I should say. Some terrorist event. It could be anything like that. Some dramatic event happens, not expected, not anticipated by most people, and it affects the markets. It's called random walk. So I just wanted to share that with the class. So yes, Bitcoin, Litecoin, and I'm going to go to Ethereum right now, Ethereum. Chart looks a little bit different. On December 8th, we're looking at about $430, and December 9th, it hit 500 and change. Way higher than 502. About $520, roughly. So these are the kinds of peaks we're looking at. Dramatic. Absolutely dramatic. And if you want to see these charts, class, you go to Coinbase. .com, Coinbase.com. Now, Ethereum moved 3.66% plus since yesterday. That's a pretty hefty amount. You can't get that at any bank I know. You can't even get that for a year's worth of savings at a bank. Litecoin up 25.61% since yesterday. 25.61% in one day. Bitcoin, plus 7.1% in one day. So if you had Bitcoin, it went up $1,105 in one day. Literally.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. so are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about cryptocurrencies. Gwyneth, did you have some other comments that you'd like to make about cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, that they are sucking in. They're probably the reason why we do not presently have huge amounts of hyperinflation in every fiat currency on the earth right now. Okay. They are Federal Reserve notes and their various other, you know, cousin currencies and sister and brother currencies out there in the world. And so we really should be grateful that they're here. They're here to stay. And if you, you know, don't get involved in Bitcoin, you're going to find that, you know, you will end up getting left behind. This is an opportunity of a lifetime to set yourself up forever for you and your whole family. Now, that said, you do have to be cautious about how you go about it. You do need to do your proper due diligence and research. And, you know, I was musing on that the other day when I was having dishcloth therapy. That's when I gathered that they can actually make the dishes pile smaller that's on the sink. Somewhat similar to shovel therapy. But anyway, about how my whole family, going back a few hundred years, were central bankers, and about how it's all come full circle, about how our branch of the family tree was lopped off. And we were sent, or our ancestor was sent, or decided to go to the Antipodes, okay, to Australia. And then my father decided to go to New Zealand to seek a better life. They thought that they were getting rid of us. Just like I'm sure that the patriarchs of the Schiff family, by giving Erwin Schiff such a bad time, thought that they were getting rid of that branch of the Schiff family, and they didn't take account that Erwin Schiff actually managed to breed, and he produced Peter Schiff. And Peter Schiff is just never, ever, ever going to let go or back down, and neither am I. And there's loads of us. You don't have to be descended from a banker family to see these sorts of opportunities, you know. But I think it must be some sort of epigenetics or something kicking in, because I'm sort of looking at this and I'm shaking my head and going, man, oh, man, oh, man. I wonder if my cousins over in the old country are realizing the opportunities that I'm seeing right now. You know, the people who are the current heirs of the Bonham Carter estate. I know that they're still involved. I know that Raymond Bonham Carter, who is the father of Helena Bonham Carter, is a City of London banker. But, you know, the messages that have been coming from them have been very, very mixed. And there's a part of me that sort of sits back and says, I think that, you know, they might be, and they might be just disguising the fact that they are opposed, pretending to be opposed to Bitcoin, when in reality they're looking to set this up because they know that their fiat experiment has been a disaster, and they're themselves looking to get involved in the next stage. But that's not going to stop me either, because there's nothing stopping me from investing in Bitcoin mines and turning a bit of that machinery that has always been denied to us, the ordinary people, and claiming a bit of that machinery of currency creation for ourselves. You know, it's always been denied to us, the ordinary people. I you know, many years ago, I looked into what it would take to gain a banking license here in Australia, and you would have to put something like between $2 and $3 million on the table in cash immediately, and take that to the government regulators before they would even look at consider setting you up as even a.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about the cryptocurrencies, and let me just read a headline. This is Newsweek. Newsweek, December 11th, 2017. Bitcoin mining on track to consume all of the world's energy by 2020. Let me read that again. Bitcoin mining on track to consume all of the world's energy by 2020. And let's see. I'm looking for... Okay. The Bitcoin network's energy consumption has increased by 25% in the last month alone, according to DigEconomist, DigEconomist. If such growth were to continue, this would see the network consume as much energy as the United States by 2019 and as much energy as the entire world by the end of 2020. That's a projection. It's an enormous amount of energy. And a lot of that energy goes up into heat. This is if you're thinking that the footprint of the cryptocurrencies is clean, not true. Not true. There's a massive, massive polluting footprint from the creation of cryptocurrencies when they use electricity, which many believe is clean, but it's not necessarily clean. It's pretty clean if it's hydro. It's modest, but there's pollution in the construction of the hydro infrastructure. There's pollution in solar panels, the making of solar panels. And one of the things that I noticed over the weekend when I was helping one of our instructors with his farm and wiring is that there's electricity in the ground. We might not be thinking about this, but so if you take a rod, like an 8-foot rod, and you drive it in the ground, a metal rod, and then let's say 100 feet away from that, you drive in another rod, you can literally measure the electricity in the ground. As a matter of fact, if you dig a trench and you let that trench, let's say it's a 200-foot long trench or 100-foot long trench, and water tends to gravitate toward that trench, and it's damp, you can put dissimilar rods of metals in that trench, separated by a few inches apiece, so you have two rods, dissimilar metals, and that would make a cell, an electric cell. Then, a few feet from that, you put in two other rods separated by a couple inches each, and you tie them plus to minus, you actually can make a ground or an earth battery because of the action of the dissimilar metals. There is electricity in the ground, in the air, and I'm wondering if we are causing this. And that's a question for Rick Miller on Thursday. But there's pollution that way as well. Pollution of electromagnetic radiation in the air through the power delivery through the grid. There's all kinds of pollutions that we're not thinking about. So Bitcoin and the other cryptos are not necessarily as clean as we might think. Gwyneth, do you have any thoughts on that?
Okay. Actually, the whole thing about Earth electricity has been known for a really, 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 really long time. You get researchers who lived over 100 years ago. I'm thinking specifically of Nikola Tesla, Victor Schauberger, and Wilhelm Reich, who all of them, noticed the phenomenon of Earth electricity in one form or another. And they actually did a great deal of research into it, and they found that all of life was actually full of electricity, especially Schauberger and Reich. That's R-E-I-C-H, if anyone wants to research his work. He, he had a great deal to do with researching something he called orgone energy, which he proposed was the life force that was in everything. And, you know, of course, that's a concept that goes back centuries. But he first had to think about that when he saw the way that a trout can run up a river and stop it absolutely instantly in the middle of an absolutely raging torrent. Now, you know, I've tried to explain this to my sons. We live in, like I said, a semi-arid area. I think that they might have started to get it when we went and camped for a while in a state forest where they had one of these waterfalls, where they had one of these raging rivers with the intense pressure of water. And there were the trout absolutely sitting stationary against a massive pressure of water, and then they appeared able to move about at will within the water. And he found out that it was electromagnetic difference, that it was actually operating at what we would think of as being a miniature bullet train. Okay, exactly the same principle of a difference of electric charge between the trout and the water. It was operating in exactly the same way that you can move a magnet around by pushing it with the positive pole if you push it against the negative pole of another magnet, even through the bottom of a table, if the magnet's strong enough. And, you know, this has been known for a long time, that the Earth has electricity in it, even before there was a massive power grid. And probably there is more electricity in the air and in the water and in the Earth now than there was before. But it depends. It's and there's also two kinds. There's called orgone energy and detrimental orgone or door energy, which is the dirty electromagnetism. And that is the bigger danger. And he also he also built a device, Wilhelm Reich built a device called an orgone accumulator, that would take the orgone energy and direct it for a specific purpose. Okay, and if you go onto YouTube or go onto your favorite search engine and type in orgone accumulator, then you can see these devices. People are building them all over the world. And we've got a miniaturized version here, and it works effectively to regulate our weather systems, for example, to a radius of about 20 kilometers or about 15 miles, and that's a miniature one. Okay, it's nowhere near full size. A full size one could probably help to regulate the weather and do away with the interference from cell phone towers and such like for a distance of between 200 and 300 kilometres. But it's very important that if you're going to make one of these devices, that you make a lump of orgonite to go on the bottom of it. That's O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E. And that you fuse the device into the lump of orgonite. And if you, like I said, the easiest way to explain this, go to YouTube, look up orgone accumulators, orgonite, and it will show you. That is a way, I suppose, that you probably could, you know, use these orgone accumulators as a source of electricity. Because what an orgone, a lump of orgonite is, it basically operates in exactly the same way as an accumulator cell. And you know what an accumulator cell is, don't you, Vincent?
Please share with our class what you're talking about.
Okay. An accumulator cell is you have a highly conductive substance and you layer it with an insulator. So electrical conductor, electrical insulator, electrical conductor, electrical insulator, conductor, insulator, and you have it in some sort of a box, and you have a negative terminal on one end of the conductors and a positive terminal on the other end of the conductor at the other end of the box. And you have the very simplest type of battery, whose history, and the very first organ accumulators were wire wool, sheep's wool, in layers, in a box, and with an electrical wire, a bare electrical wire laced into the wire wool at one end and another electrical wire laced into the wire wool at the other end. And there you have a very, very simple battery. And they work.
When I was a very, very young teenager, I took a U.S. penny made out of copper. And a U.S. dime made out of mostly silver. And I took a piece of a paper towel and I sandwiched the dime and the penny with the paper towel. And I used a little bit of saline solution, a little bit of salt water on to moisten the paper towel. And you could...
Yeah, they work better when they're moistened. I forgot to mention
yes.
that.
Yeah, you could generate electricity with that. Now, if you used the penny, the paper towel, dime, penny, paper towel, dime, penny, paper towel, dime, and you made a stack of these, and you kept them moist with a saline solution, you could increase the voltage higher and higher and higher. Now, we're not talking about a lot of voltage, but you could certainly measure it with a meter. Just as you could if you took a piece of wire, 100 feet long, 75 feet long, strung it between two insulators on trees, and drove a rod into the ground, and you could measure the current between the...
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're when you go to the easy for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, we're back. And just got off the phone with Kyle in Montana, Sharon's husband. And he'll be on with us on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about wiring. And I explained to him some of the things that have been going on. And there are some very serious, dangerous situations that I have uncovered that some people have done by wiring. We're going to be talking about pools and how you can be electrocuted. We're going to be talking about risks and how you can check them. That's Wednesday. That will be hour number two, Kyle Harris. And, Gwyneth, we're talking about the cryptocurrencies. We're talking about even the power that the electricity that cryptocurrencies are consuming. So it's not free. We're talking about electricity in the ground and in the air. Yeah, and I measured that when I was pretty young in the 1960s. I mean, one of the things that I was fortunate enough to save up for and by cutting lawns was a analog volt ohmmeter, and I could measure very small currents, ohms, and I learned how to use that, and I still have that very same meter today. So there is a lot to think about when it comes to these cryptocurrencies, because they are not although it appears that they're environmentally clean and they're friendly and so forth, there's a darker side to it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, but the other thing that people have to realize is that the very fact that there is a cost associated with them, it means that they're not a fiat currency. That just in the same way that if you have a gold mine, that there are costs associated with running that gold mine. You can't just go into a gold mine and decide that you're going to dig here and that there is automatically going to be, $50 million worth of gold just over here just because you decide to dig there.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? You can't determine whether any block in particular in the blockchain is going to have any cryptos in it at all. And the vast majority of blocks in the blockchain have no cryptos in them. Okay? So that the very fact that there are costs associated with Bitcoin mining is the thing that makes them not a fiat currency. It takes vast amounts of computing power. It takes electricity. It takes clever minds to think of these things, you know. But what is going to have to happen at some stage, the over-unity devices, the free energy devices, are going to have to come online. They're going to have that technology already exists. It's existed for maybe 100 years, and it's been absolutely held back by the oil cartels. The oil cartels are now losing their grip because the fiat currency is going down the toilet. And the fiat currency ultimately is what backs the oil. So one way or another, all currency is backed or backs something that is destructive. But we, for this modern world to exist, we need some type of currency, and preferably some type of currency that can be transmitted across a network in order for our, in order for our systems to work, to be able to pay for something to be shipped from the other end of the continent or from the other end of the world, and to be put onto an 18-wheeler, to be put onto an ocean liner or an ocean freighter or whatever, and to be shipped from some distant location so that we can get it and so that the funds get there in a timely manner. Otherwise, we're going to have to go back to camel loads of goods and, camel loads of, precious metals going back the other way. Like they did in ancient times. You've got to recognize that everything has its cost. And that includes,
very well put.
You count with a...
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.